Our guests today on Musical Notes, the Jimmy Hats, Adam Cantala, Tony Locks, and Josh Morty. Thanks for coming on in. This is nice. Josh Morty, tell me about the Jimmy Hats.
Well, the three of us started playing music together 10 years ago now. We started doing open mics with Big Bob over at Nutini's, and then eventually more people started joining up with us. We ended up at getting Luke Detto on drums, and we had Jared Hendrickson at first playing guitar, and he ended up going a different route, and we ended up getting Andrew Aubin, and now he went a different route, and he's in Madison, so we don't play too much anymore these days. We got Matt Bradley playing lead for us right now, and Andrew's going to be back for this show, and we don't know when the next show will be, but we're playing New Year's at Shooty's in Calumet, so
that's actually the next show is New Year's.
Oh yeah, right. Yep. Right, what time are you guys gonna start on New Year's?
Probably around 10, I'd say.
Yeah, a guesstimate, and it's a celebration. It's New Year's,
the
so
details have yet to be worked out.
That's right, that's what we need to know. Jimmy Hats will be at Shooty's. Josh, how long have you been performing? How long have you been playing an instrument and branching out like this with other musicians?
Well, probably playing with other people probably since I was about 16. I got into playing hand drums and stuff early teenage years. We used to have parties where we drank a lot of Pepsi Cola and sat around the fire playing drums.
And so that's the beginning of a musical career.
Yeah, then I started going to a lot of shows, and that got me more into it, got me more focused on that rather than getting into trouble.
So when you first started, in comparison with now, in what ways have you grown as a musician and possibly even as a person?
Learning to listen more. You know, then it's more about what you hear than what you're trying to say, really.
So when you say listen, are you referring to your fellow bandmates or the music itself?
The music itself, listening, you know, to what's going on around you and playing less, being more picky where you put your spots.
There's a road, that I already know where it stops. Nobody really knows, but take my hand. And I'll take you there to a place without any worries, without any cares. And how many roads would I travel before you would understand that it's your love, baby, that makes me a stronger man? Things they just won't ever be the same when it starts with you. I just can't contain, and who's to blame for while I feel this way? But now these things they just won't ever be the same. And how many roads would I travel before you would understand that it's your love, baby, that it makes me a stronger man? And what do I do that'll make you see? And how do I prove just what your love has been doing to me? And how many times would you do what you do now? All I know is that you made me so confused. And how many roads would I travel before you would understand that it's your love, baby, that makes me a stronger man, a stronger man, a stronger man.
Oh,
I'll give you a good quote by one of Jeff's favorite bands from The Wolf here. Widespread panic. Laugh at your own jokes. Wouldn't dare laugh at yourself.
I'd like you to, and feel free, any one of you. How would you describe the sound of Jimmy Hats in a few words?
Oh, man. That's the thing. We kind of...
Random.
We dust ourselves off every once in a while and play a lot of old songs, but then, you know, we learn a lot of new, you know... It's interesting to see where our interests in music have gone because we get together and, you know, we always want to appease the crowd and play some covers and stuff that people are going to know too, but at the same time, we're very self-indulgent, so even our covers tend to get a bit weird, but...
What were some of the things we were working on yesterday at practice?
We were working on a Tears for Fears cover, working on a song by the Kinks.
We were working on an Eazy-E song? A rap artist?
Yeah.
Stevie Wonder.
Yeah. So, I mean, we keep it broad, but as far as our musical styles go,
reggae, jam, rock,
yeah,
all around.
I mean, I've always written a lot of my own music outside of the bands I'm in, but with these guys, it's just like I do take particular joy in just hanging back on the bass and getting to thump along. I mean, there's a few songs that I think fit the ilk that I've thrown in.
She said a few words, Tony.
Oh, man. But what I'm trying to say is I love you guys, and I'm happy we made it here in one piece.
Tell me a little bit about... the song Sunshine. I know this is off a previous, some of the people are even not in the band anymore. A little brief synopsis of Sunshine.
Yeah, the song's not written for anybody in particular. It's just, I don't know, I came home from work one day and just had some words in my head, and it just came out. It was written so long ago, probably close to 10 years, that even if I had an inkling of what it was about, I don't know if I could even manifest words to tell you what it was about.
I'm such a waste of space, and I'm so alone. But it's your sunshine, baby, please. Baby, your sunshine's all that I need. And every time I turn around, you're something feels wrong. 'Cause it's not how it's supposed to be with you away from me. But it's your sunshine, baby, please. And baby, your sunshine's all that I need. And whose life are you living when your life it can't be seen? But it's your love, baby, it's giving this better life. Oh, better life. A better life for me.
filled up all this empty space, and now I'm never alone. But it's your sunshine, baby, please. Baby, your sunshine's all that I need. But it's your sunshine, baby, please. Baby, your sunshine, it's all that I need.
We'll be back in one moment. You're listening to Musical Notes on WCCY.
Well, every morning I get up, my girl, she fills my cup with coffee. Now every morning